I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from San Luis Obispo International Film Festival.
Hi, I'm Lavinia Apostolake, producer and actress of April X.
Hi, I'm Nathan Haugard, as the director of photography for April X.
Backstory, how did the movie start? What was the vision?
Long story short, I read the script and I fell in love with it. I said, wow, this is an incredible story that it can go in so many places. This is a script that where vision and creativity aligns correctly, we can do something really beautiful. So I knew right away that this is something I want to team up. And it's definitely an ambitious project because I wouldn't recommend anyone to start with a sci-fi as their first movie, being a first time producing a feature film. But we made it. It's been a struggle in putting it all together, but I had a great team and I'm happy to be here at San Luis Obispo and be part of the festival and celebrate this.
That's so cool. What first resonated with you?
Each time I read the script, I always look at the relationship of the characters. Either is a couple, brother and sister, whatever it is, the relationship, the journey they go, the what their goals are characters, the identity of their souls and what they're trying to reach and how would the audience connect with this journey. So that's something I always look in when I read a script. Another thing that I look at, because I get pitched now that April X is out, I get pitched a lot of scripts. I also pay attention to the creative deck board because that gives me the idea of where the director stands with his vision and creativity. And that's how I know if we align correctly into this journey and if we can make this movie happen. Based on the deck board, I have an idea of what he wants to deliver. So that's also very important for everyone who's in this industry, that they create a strong deck board because that's the first impression.
That's so interesting. So talk to us about the visual aspect of it. I know in sci-fi, sets and on location and whatnot can be major.
Yeah, I mean, I love sci-fi, and I actually met Kay Michelle, the director, 10 years prior, and I shot a proof of concept for even less money. We did something very, very small. And when we started exploring with these ideas of sci-fi, you know, that was actually when, just for instance, LED technology came out for cinema. And it was really expensive to try and build a science fiction set using all LEDs. And so that was one of the first conversations that Michelle and I had.
That's within a studio.
This is a set that we were building. Yeah. And so that started a conversation of problem solving and creating a science fiction set, you know, within a limited budget. And so we actually kind of looked back at what our forefathers had done. How did they light, you know, Star Wars? And it's with all the lights that we're now with LEDs, well, those lights have suddenly become very cheap. So building, you know, a visual framework, it's not about how much money you spend. It's about sort of understanding the history of that genre, and there are certain elements visually that people expect and how you deliver those elements, but then also how you use futurism and think about, well, what lamps, like what little details are there going to be inside this world, inside this set? And those become little visual cues and elements throughout that kind of cue you into the genre.
This is a little bit off subject, but I love rewatching the original Star Wars from a technical standpoint.
Mm.
How they did what they did with such limited technical stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Holds up so well.
Yeah, just exposing for a good, clean image and... But I mean, you know, really just telling the story, right? Like everything starts with the script and you're not trying to put visuals before the script, but you're really letting the visuals become apparent, you know, through the character interaction. And then especially once you're able to watch actors rehearse and you really get a sense of the blocking and how this is going to play out, that'll definitely then start to motivate where the camera should be. And then also even how you light it comes from where these characters are at. It's their emotional state in this moment. That has a lot to say as far as what this is going to look like.
For a moment, if you don't mind, just a highlight, the storyboard. How does it unfold?
Yeah, Kay Michelle, the director, is a fantastic artist. So he storyboards pretty much the entire film. And there are certain sequences, obviously, when you're making, you know, not a studio budget film, you have to really be willing and ready to adapt. So over the course of the film, there are moments when you have to pivot. And
give me an example.
Well, we woke up one morning and we thought we were going to be filming outside on a beautiful sunny day, and suddenly there's 2 feet of snow on the ground. And now, you know, of course, me being the director of photography, I'm like, sweet production value, snow, yeah, this is going to be excellent. But unfortunately, we had already shot the scenes that preceded and then came after. So the snow didn't work. Okay, so, well, we can't, like, melt the snow. We can't shovel the snow. And
where were you filming?
We were filming in Bucharest, Romania. Am I saying that correctly? Bucharest? Yes.
You can say Bucharest. It's fine.
Yeah. Bucharest, okay. But yeah, we were in Romania, and we were there during the winter. As luck would have it, beautiful sunny days, clear skies, and then the next day, 2 feet of snow. So it just, you know, being ready to pivot with that. So there was a whole sequence in the car that was supposed to be outside. And then it's like, nope, we're going to go inside and we're going to find a covered set. And now we have to light this. And you're just, you know, you're moving with it.
The weather was very unpredictable. And I remember the first day of snow, they all waited for my decision if we go with snow or not. Because if we decide to go with snow, we got to make sure we have snow the entire time. And I was like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And it was one of those moments where you got to make a quick decision. And I said, but snow is beautiful. So I'm like, let's try get, and Nathan said, let's try to get both shots with snow or without the snow. So we try to clean the snow and have that shot without the snow. And then we first shot with the snow and then we cleaned it. And then we decided to just keep on going with the snow and make the snow happen.
And
because
it worked.
It was beautiful. It worked. And then we brought some snow and we made it happen.
That's kind of a fun trick with, especially with independent film. There's a power, photographically speaking, in a telephoto lens. The telephoto lens, it shrinks the amount of environment on screen because you're zooming into a specific part. So it's a secret that I learned through my many years doing small independent films. Like, okay, well, I can't afford to shovel snow on this entire street. But if we put a 100mm lens on, now I'm really looking into a narrow portion, and we do have 10 minutes to clear out the snow that's just right there. So I knew that, okay, if we make these two choices, because the snow is so beautiful, let's telephoto in, let's do a take with the snow, snow's falling in the background, and then let's take 10-15 minutes and shovel this small amount of snow that we do see on screen.
And it worked.
And it worked.
I love it.
And this is one of those moments when you gotta just adapt and go and trust your team and go with the instinct and say, okay, this will work. Let's make it happen.
So again, back up the big picture. What happens? Why did you decide to do it? What resonated with and what did you want to do?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing for me with this script was, what does it mean to have an identity? You know, not even from like a religious aspect or talking about what does it mean to have a soul, but I think that identity is something that we're all talking about from a few different angles, kind of in the zeitgeist right now. And I absolutely love a film that is able to raise a common question that we're all talking about, but in a way that isn't evangelical, in a way that doesn't preach, you know, or pander to the audience. It's I want to start the conversation. I don't want to be out here telling you how you should feel about a certain thing. That was a huge draw, that we're going to have this conversation sort of under the guise of it being a genre science fiction film.
For me, it was also the proof of concept that Nathan just mentioned that Michelle had. He did a proof of concept that I was really impressed. Michelle is, April X is his first feature film, and I 100% believed in him because based on that proof of concept, I said, okay, this guy is incredibly creative. He can bring things that have not seen before on camera, and we can create a different world, and little by little we'll get there. And I've read all his scripts and I've realized that we can start with April X and build. I'm a big fan of The Matrix. I've watched it over and over, and when he came out as a little girl, I thought this was brilliant. My goal is to come up with something different and create something different. In sci-fi, in comedies, in action, I'm open to all kind of styles as long as people connect and get to be inspired, because that's at the end of the day, we want to be inspired when we go to movie theaters.
And where did you do your on-location filming? Was it all overseas?
Yeah, it was. You know, there's actually, I think some of the proof of concept is in the final cut of the film, right? So there is some footage that was shot in Los Angeles, California, but no, 99% of the film was all shot in Bucharest, Romania.
What made it happen there? What resonated with you?
Well, I mean, what resonated with me as a photographer by trade is a city that is somehow split between the past and the present. And then we kind of brought in a little bit of the future. And that was a really cool visual opportunity. You know, especially in California, we're constantly remodeling and improving. to get to go to Romania, where you've got something that's brand new next to something that's several hundred years old, was such a visual treat. And that played into K. Michel's visual language as well. He's a futurist, and so his philosophy is that the future, you know, it feels very relatable because there's, you know, like, let's just say your living room, you've got your grandmother's couch sitting there, but then also on the wall you've got a brand new flat screen TV. They coexist. And Bucharest really kind of had that quality, just, you know, everywhere, just possesses it innately. So
you didn't have to go CGI.
Well, you use CGI for that last 10%, right? It's a world we're all familiar with, and then you're looking for these brushstrokes that just kind of tips it in the direction of science fiction, and I love that stuff.
But on location.
And on location.
There were cool things that you guys found that were there.
Oh, my goodness. Some of the sets, I think the brothel set is how many hundred years old? 200 years old. Incredible spot. So yeah, really, really cool stuff.
I was born in Romania, and so Michel, he was looking for a Romanian producer, and at that time I was opening my production company. I was looking for projects and looking into reading a lot of scripts, and I was on set as an actress for Skeleton Crew, and I met Matthew Kosovitz. He's a French director, actor, and he recommended that I should be in touch with Michel, that he's brilliant at the creativity and his vision. So as soon as I got to be in touch with him, I read his script, and he wanted to shoot in Romania. He already went there scouting. He knew corners better than I did. Wow. I moved from Romania 16 years ago, so I had no idea of certain places, but he wanted a Romanian producer that will understand the crew over there, and that's how we got together.
That's so fascinating. And what brought you first to L.A.?
I moved to L.A. I got a scholarship in a film school, and I came here with modeling. I was doing a lot of TV commercials, and then I was booking independent movies, but I was not happy with the delivery of projects. And then I said to myself, I'm so passionate of movies, I would rather be a background in a Damien Chazelle movie and learn from the right crew than struggle into small projects that people are also learning, but I want to be inspired. So my first project as a background was Babylon, Damien Chazelle, and I was there for a month and a half. It inspired me so much. Again, these are like a big set, Paramount, 2,000 actors, and we were all like a family. It was incredible experience. That's when I decided to open my production company. And then right after, I booked The Offer and Skeleton Crew, and I met Matthew Kosovitz and got in touch with Michel.
How fascinating. Do you kind of have a dual life? Do you spend time in Romania still?
I do not, and my parents live there, and they come visit once a year. I go visit once a year, and yeah, I don't even know if I have a life anymore. I'm so dedicated to what I do. I have so much passion, and I love what I'm doing, and this is great.
That's so cool.
What was the question again?
Do you have a life?
Do I have a life? No, I'm constantly reminded about how you feel like a monk at times, right? Like, I committed to telling stories. I've been making movies since I was 7 years old.
Wow.
So it's all I've ever done.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Portland, Oregon. So I just, you know, would steal my family's VHS camera and head off into the woods with my friend and just tell all kinds of stories. But I can't imagine, because it's become a question with AI and where the film industry is going. It's like, well, are you going to get out? Would you do something else? And if I sit and I'm honest with myself, I can't. This is it.
Whether you get paid or not is beside the point. It's who you are.
Unfortunately for my bank account, that's true, yeah.
Also, I want to mention that I don't come from a family of artists. A lot of actors, they have someone, an uncle, mother, sister that are in the film industry. I grew up with Jackie Chan's movies. I grew up with like whatever my dad was watching on cable TV, I was watching too. I just fell in love with cinema, of how the spirit that brings into your soul is just inspiring. Sometimes you have a bad day, you watch a movie, your spirit changes. It's incredible. So I'm looking forward for movies that are at the border of the art house with commercial. I'm really looking forward for Michael Mann's new Heat, because I was a big fan when he came out. I was young, and that was one of the movies that inspired me. So it's nice to see that they're gonna do another one. I'm open to all kind of styles when it comes to storytelling, as long as it connects with you and resonates with them.
Where's the movie now? Is it just come out? What are you doing to promote?
So right now it's going through the film festival circuit. We're very grateful to be here at San Luis Obispo Film Festival. Next, we're going to be going to Seattle International Film Festival. We started with Rhode Island International Film Festival. I was in charge of the whole festival process. Initially, I submitted to smaller film festivals because I didn't think we'll get to be seen. We're very grateful to be here. But it's been an incredible journey. And for Nathan, it's his second time being here. He was here last year with his other movie.
So as momentum builds, what's the goal, short-term? Streaming?
Yes, so we locked distribution. We just signed distribution last week. And streaming also is coming up. It's going to be released in September, theatrically, worldwide.
A little bit more before we go. Bottom line, what are you trying to communicate?
Speaking as a director of photography, you know, like, there's like a richness that you can create. Art is an interesting thing. And film is an interesting art form because it brings all of the different art forms together. And so it's an interesting opportunity as the director of photography to be the person that is there at the end of the day that captures everyone's hard work. So they bring it all together. So when I'm reading a script like April X, you start daydreaming about a kind of image that has texture. I'm inspired by, if I can create a feeling of light that has a breath to it. I like images that feel alive, and that means it has, it's all these sort of like, how do you even explain it? There's a roundness to it, there's an organic nature to it, and I'm always looking for ways to create that in a scene, and it's always inspired by the characters and their emotional state and the plot of the film, the location, all these things inform it. But yeah, I'm looking for like a richness, and that's what I get really, really excited about, is when you see everything lining up and you know just where to put the camera and just what lens to use, and you've got all the right tools and everyone's kind of on the same page. We're all in alignment here, and you create something, you create a moment that you know will last forever. That's the high.
How about you?
Exactly what he said, a moment that you create that can last forever. I also want to mention that Michel initially, he wanted to shoot in Tokyo or Berlin underground, but we didn't have the budget for that. So when he went scouting in Romania and we discovered all these different corners of a communist Soviet Romania, I thought this is really interesting to show on the camera, because a lot of movies we see familiar places, right, and I think it's really nice to see unknown places, completely different parts of the world. So that's, yeah, one of the reasons that fascinates me.
How supportive were the Romanians about you coming there?
The crew was incredible. They were really nice. They knew what they were doing.
And how about the government?
The government, it's, you know, you got to pay permits. You got to do the same process. But
were they supportive?
There are a lot of people that film in Romania, so I think they are still working on trying to bring incentives. I think that's the right step for them, because a lot of European countries, there are a lot of movies that are filming in Bulgaria, in Hungary, and Romania needs to step up with the incentives right now, because it's important.
It's a lot of upside.
Yeah. Right.
Very, very cool. Okay, anything you guys want to add?
I hope that April X shows that you can go and you can tell an original story, and that you don't need to wait around for some studio level budget. That, you know, Connor is an amazing actor, Connor Story. And Connor was cast based on his talent and his ability. He was known, he had done some really cool things, but he wasn't known for Heated Rivalry yet. And that didn't matter. What mattered was what an incredible talent he was. So
did you reach out to him?
He auditioned for this, and Lavinia and Michelle cast him. So it's just such a dream to be a part of an original story with talented people. And it's so amazing that now we get theatrical distribution with such a film. And I hope that moving forward, it's just more and more of a regular thing back to how it was. There are so many amazingly talented artists waiting to go to work and capable of delivering absolute top tier quality. And so let's just have, you know, like, everyone should just keep writing great stories, and let's just keep going and making them.
I love it. You guys are blessed. Yeah.
Thank you. And it's a continuous learning process. I learned a lot from being on set, then I've learned a lot from post. I thought that once we wrapped, we were done, but no, post is a different world. And then locking distribution, promoting the movie, festivals. That's also another step. So it's been an incredible learning journey.
To learn more about your world, where would you take us?
At the moment, we're blessed with the organic fans. I receive a lot of messages from different companies asking me, who's doing your PR? And I'm actually handling alone. Connor's story brought a lot of visibility to the movie. He's a natural. When he auditioned for us, we knew right away that he's the right choice. Yeah. Distribution locked. April X will be released in September, theatrical and worldwide, and streaming is coming next.
So how would somebody take a peek, look at the movie now?
Well, we've got a trailer on YouTube.
There you go.
Yep.
So that would be your number one place to direct somebody.
Yeah, I think if you want to see the trailer, definitely go to YouTube and search for April X movie trailer. Check that out. And then I think look forward to seeing it in theaters in September.
Well, I'm excited. I'll be there.
Me too. I am Nathan Haugard, director of photography for April X.
I am Lavinia Postolake, producer and actress for April X.
I love it. Thank you guys so much for sharing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm ready to go in the theater right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from San Luis Obispo International Film Festival.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York, and in fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station. Thank you.